Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If there's an issue you'd like to discuss, this is your best opportunity. Got a Bible question? Give us a call right now. The number 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. We're live on the air and online, so you can discuss the issues that are important in your life right now or get a quick but thoughtful answer to your question. The phone lines are open right now. Again, toll free, 844-322-2742. Call now. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. You know, there are a lot of voices out there trying to explain the whys and the wherefores of what's going on in the world today. And I want to read a passage out of the book of Hosea and see if it applies to what we're seeing in the United States and really around the world. It says, "The Lord has brought charges against you, saying, there is no faithfulness, no kindness, no knowledge of God in your land." Does that describe what we're seeing in America today? No faithfulness, no kindness, no knowledge of God in your land. You make vows and break them. You kill and steal and commit adultery. There is violence everywhere, one murder after another. That is why your land is in mourning and everything is wasting away. A pretty...
The graphic picture.
Yes, really. An incredible indictment by God on the people of Israel. This was directed toward the northern kingdom, some, 700 years before Christ, probably around 750 B.C., this is when Hosea was a prophet to that northern kingdom. And so this is what God said about that northern kingdom. There's no faithfulness, no kindness, no knowledge of God in your land. And then he goes on to say in verse 6, this is Hosea chapter 4. So in verse 6, he says this, "My people are being destroyed because they don't know me." What is the problem? It's the fact that we have no knowledge of God. What in the world is going on out there? Why are we seeing the decisions that are being made? Why is this country on a downward spiral? Why is the world in such a chaotic mess? Why? And I think the answer is so simple, because there's no knowledge of God out there. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus says this, "My Father has entrusted everything to me. No one truly knows the Son except the Father, and no one truly knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." So Jesus has come to reveal the Father to us. Apart from Jesus, we make up what God is like. We're left to our own imagination, and we come up with some real doozies as far as what God is like in answer to that very question. But Jesus has come to make him known, and we see in Jesus the Father himself. And then for new covenant believers, and there's the tie-in. You know, some people may be listening out there and saying, why in the world is a new covenant ministry like Basic Gospel spending any time in the book of Hosea? Because Hosea is pointing out the problem.
Yes.
He is identifying the problem like no other. And in Christ, we get the knowledge of God. And when we come to Christ by faith, we are brought into this new covenant, and God puts a knowledge of himself in us, so that all of us as new covenant believers can say that we know God, not just about him, but that we know him personally and intimately. So here's the deal. What's the problem in the world? They don't know God. There's a group of people called believers, called children of God, that do know God. So any person will say, if you're going to be a problem solver, you first have to know what the problem is. What's the problem? The world doesn't know God. Yeah. What's the solution to bring the knowledge of God to the world? Who is the only group of people on the planet that can make that happen? believers who have been revealed the knowledge of God in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Folks, it is time to let our greatest asset, the knowledge of God that has been posited in each and every one of us by the Holy Spirit, to shine brightly in this world. Why? Because the world needs to know God. There's only one place to know Him. That's in Jesus.
Absolutely. And that's basic gospel for everybody. We want you to be a part of the conversation. You can do that by picking up that phone right now, 844-322-2742. That's the number in the U.S. and in Canada. We want to hear from you. We'd like to discuss your particular issue. If you have something that ties into what Bob is just speaking about, absolutely knowing God, knowing about God and knowing Him personally, 844-322-2742. That's the number to dial. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Louise in Brooklyn, New York, listening to us on our great affiliate, WMCA. Louise, welcome to Basic Gospel.
Thank you. I want you to ask you two quick questions. When it says in the Bible, you reap what you sow. Now, does that mean even if you repent and you ask God for forgiveness, do you still have to pay for that sins?
Well, Louise, the punishment for sin is death as far as God is concerned. And He's very clear on that from the start of the Bible to the end of the Bible. The wages of sin is death. He said to Adam and Eve, He said, there's this tree in the garden. It's the knowledge of good and evil. And when you eat of that tree, you will die. You will surely die. And that's exactly what happened to Adam and Eve. They died spiritually the day they ate of that fruit. They forfeited the very life of God. They were cast out of the garden, and some many years later, they died physically. So the wages of sin is death, Louise. And Jesus came to earth to take upon Himself your sins. And He suffered the punishment and the wrath of God. He took your punishment for you. So as a believer, the punishment of God has been dealt with. It has been handled. It's finished. It's done. It's over. Now, are there natural consequences to sin? And the answer to that is yes. So if somebody chooses to commit adultery, for example, in a marriage relationship, God has forgiven that sin, but that sin is going to bring some consequences to the family unit. It may be the very thing that divides a marriage, that breaks up a home, that brings emotional hurt and pain into the lives of the children. So there are natural consequences to sin. It's not that God is bringing about those consequences. Those aren't punishments of sin. That's just what sin does. It's like somebody choosing to jump off a 10-story building. There's going to be consequences to that choice, isn't there?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Louise, your punishment, as far as God is concerned, was taken care of in Christ. He took your punishment. So you stand before God as a forgiven person. That's good news, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So keep standing there.
Yes. But the other question I wanted to ask you is, since I haven't called for a while and talked to you, I've been like in and out of the hospital, and I know it's a sin to worry, but when you keep getting bad news and bad news and more bad news, how could you not worry? And I'm not saying, oh, God, I never say, oh, God, why is this happening to me? It just doesn't stop. It's not letting up, and I don't know what to do. I need comfort, and when I read the Bible, even when I'm reading it, my mind goes off, and I don't know.
Well, let me ask you a question, Louise. You know, with the news that's come your way, you're definitely worried. You're definitely a little bit anxious about tomorrow. Do you think God's mad at you because you're worried about it and anxious about it?
Yes.
Okay. There's the issue, isn't it? Now, is that true? Is God mad at you because you're worried about tomorrow?
Well, he says tomorrow will take care of itself. Worry about today. But, you know, when you keep getting like, oh, your kidneys are failing, something else, your heart, this, it's like it's not letting up. So,
Well, Louise, you know, sometimes life just, you know, as the saying goes, when it rains, it pours. And sometimes that's what life feels like. But I want you to know, and I think this is the most important thing for you today, is to know that God isn't mad at you because you're worried about something or because you're anxious about tomorrow. Okay?
Yeah.
He understands that we're humans. He understands that when bad news comes our way, we have a tendency to project that bad news into the future, into a very bad scene, so to speak. And with that, we get even more worried and more anxious. So God understands who we are, and that's why he can say to us in the midst of that, be anxious for nothing. I know you're going to get anxious, but let me tell you, I can guard your heart and mind and give you peace that passes all understanding. God is bigger than your anxieties. God is bigger than your worry. And so you cast those cares or those anxieties upon him, and he'll take them. You know, he's not saying, oh, no, Louise is worried. I can't believe that. I just can't believe that Louise is going to be worried in light of all the bad news that she's received.
Yeah.
I think he knows exactly that you're going to be worried about that, and you're going to feel anxious about that. And he wants to come and just wrap his arms around you and give you the peace that passes understanding. Louise, he's not mad at you. He loves you. He cares for you. He wants you to just cast those cares upon him, those anxieties upon him. And as you do, I think you're going to experience the peace of God.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So is God mad at you, Louise?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you willing to thank him?
Yes.
Okay. I think you're on the right path.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Louise. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
We love you, and we sure appreciate hearing from you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, friends, we'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. The number 844-322-2742, something troubling you in life. Give us a call. We'd like to talk with you about it. 844-322-2742.
Louise's call gets us right back to what we talked about here at the beginning. Mm-hmm. We struggle in life because we really don't know what God is like. So we read a passage in the Bible and says, don't worry about tomorrow and those sort of things. And then we start worrying about tomorrow and we immediately think God hates us or God is mad at us. Well, that's not true. That's not the knowledge of God. That's not the real knowledge of God that's been given to us in Christ Jesus. So if you're thinking that God is mad at you or that God hates you because you're worried or you're anxious over something, let God open up your eyes and give you a fresh vision of who he is in the person and work of Jesus Christ. I mean, God so loved you that he sent Jesus to die in your place so that you could have everlasting life. Folks, that is huge. We all learned that verse, John 3:16, probably as kids, and we've just thought of it as a kid's verse. But that is the most profound verse in the Bible. God so loved you. That's true knowledge of what God's like, that he sent Jesus. And Jesus died in our place. He took the punishment for us. God isn't mad at us. God isn't disgusted with us. God isn't disappointed in us. He knows us. He understands us. And he loves us. That's the good news of this gospel. That's the knowledge of God that the world needs to know.
Right.
That's the knowledge of God that we as believers need to know.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely, Bob. Thank you for those thoughts.
Well, let's go to Clarion, Pennsylvania, and talk with Bruce, listening to us on the internet. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Bruce. I mean, hi, Bob and Bob. and Richard. And,
hello.
I just thank you for what you're doing.
Well, thank you, Bruce.
Very good advice you gave Louise, because that when you point them to the truth, it sets you free and it dispels error. And that is one of the reasons why I've been supporting People to People or Basic Gospel for quite a few years.
Well, we appreciate that, Bruce. We really, really do. And it's because of folks like you that, you know, the radio ministry can take place. You know, your dollars help pay for airtime, but more importantly, your dollars help make connections between people and the good news of Jesus Christ. And boy, it doesn't get any better than that. So, Bruce, thanks for being a part of what God is doing through this outreach.
Yes, thank you again. I had a little question on 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. When it says about the Holy Spirit being taken out of the way, are we possibly seeing some of that today? Like over in Ferguson, Missouri, you know, we see a sin of stealing starts out and it ends up in death.
Well, I do think, you know, there is a falling away, you know, a moving away from truth that's happening in the world today. Going back to that passage in Hosea, Hosea's prophecy was pointed toward the northern kingdom of Israel, and he has had some very specific and very, I think, clear words to the priests. You know, it's your fault, guys. You're the one that are moving the nation away from the worship of the one true God. You're the one who you're the folks who are entertaining the other gods and getting people to engage in idol worship and those sort of things. You are the ones who have exchanged the glory of God for the shame of idols. And I think what we're seeing in the world today is a moving away from what we know to be true. So there's this great exchange that's happening. And that exchange is the exchange of the glory of God for the things that are in this world. And it's a very, very sad reality. And I think the church, we've lost our ability to really speak into the culture because we don't know God ourselves. We don't know what the simple gospel message is. We don't know what God's top priority for us is. We don't know what God's priority for the world is. We're trying to make the world a better place instead of representing the kingdom of God. We're trying to, you know, clean up people instead of bringing them life in Jesus. We're doing all the things that are not God's priority. And I think it's time for us as believers to come back to the simple gospel message, to realize its power, its presence, and then to make that simple gospel message known. So we have a real opportunity right now, right today, to take this gospel message to the world. And if we will do that, I think we will see some incredible things happen.
And I just received Pierce the Darkness. And, boy, I'll tell you, it is really good. I can't wait to listen to it again. And I see, I understand how you're coming with grace. A long time ago, this was something that I learned. And I don't know how true it is. It was like a person who has a reprobate mind disordains the things of God. And some of the things, then God turns them over to judgment, which is like it can be in a form of being a thief, a liar, or homosexual. Is that true, in hopes that their soul would be saved?
Well, you see something of that nature in Romans chapter 1. God turned them over to a reprobate mind. If they are standing in rebellion toward God and saying, I want nothing to do with you, I'm exchanging the truth of God for the things of this world, as it talks about there in Romans chapter 1, then God just simply says, okay, go your way and get the full effects of what that sin and death is really all about, and in hopes that one day they'll just come to the end of their ropes and turn to him for real life. So Yeah, I think that's something that God has done through history. He simply turns people who are rebellious. And again, it's folks who have raised their fist at God and says, I want nothing to do with you. I don't want anything to do with your Jesus. I don't want anything to do with your church. As a matter of fact, I hate you. Get out of my life. Let me go and do my thing. And God says, okay.
Wow, that's pretty strong. So then in that respect, too, are our nations under law or are they under grace? Or is that just for people?
Well, it's people, I mean, that God is interested in.
Yeah.
And we know people gather together and form families and communities and cities and nations and those sort of things. But God sent Jesus to save people.
Amen.
And then to put people into a new family called the body of Christ, called the church. So we're the church is what God is working through today. And the church is the voice into the world today that God is using. Back in Israel's day, it was a nation. God was working through the nation of Israel, speaking into other nations through the relationship we had with that special group. Today, it's through the church. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense to you, Bruce?
Yes, it does. And I don't know how to thank you for taking my call, and again to thank you guys for what you're doing in the body of Christ.
Well, thank you so much, Bruce. It's great to hear from you today, my friend.
Yes, indeed.
And thank you for being a part of Basic Gospel. We sure appreciate your faithful support.
You're more than welcome.
All right. God bless.
God bless you, too.
Let's go to South Orange, New Jersey, and talk to Michael, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Michael. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
How are you? And thank you so much. I was just picking up on a woman, I guess, two callers earlier, going through a number of challenges repeatedly. I'm going through the same thing in business, and I have been for some time. And I'm very much in the Word, and I keep getting, you know, spiritual affirmation, stay in faith, etc. And one of the things I've been really contemplating has been Jesus in the garden and before his passion, and wondering if that is in fact just sort of succumbed to that human emotion, anxiety or fear, and if so, what's the best way to try to manage that physically?
Well, sometimes we just get overwhelmed by the things of this world, and we do feel like maybe God's a million miles away and that hope has escaped us. Sometimes we feel that, but I think that's where we go right back to truth, and that's what Jesus did. He knew his Father wasn't going to abandon him. He knew all of that. And so that's the same truth that gets us through. It doesn't necessarily mean we're going to feel better overnight. It doesn't necessarily mean that kind of, you know, that darkness within our minds is just going to dissipate just instantly. But it does mean that we have an anchor for our souls. It does mean that we do know that Jesus loves us and cares for us, and that he has promised to work this thing together for our good. And that's what he calls us to trust him to do, to simply work all things together for our good. So he walks with us in the good times. He walks with us in the bad times. And Michael, sometimes it's in those most difficult times that we see the full measure of his love for us. So keep walking with him and let his presence guard your heart and mind and give you peace that passes all understanding. Well, Michael, we're out of time.
That.
Thank you for your call, my friend.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Getting to know the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's what we talk about every day on this broadcast, and we are so privileged to be here every day. And thanks to so many of you who have been a part of the support of this ministry through the months and years, thanks for your ongoing support. And if you're new to the ministry, we hope that you're hearing things that are making a difference in your life as well. Join us by supporting the ministry by clicking donate on any page at basicgospel.net. That's our time for today, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.